At the Agricultural Retailers Association convention, I'm visiting with Dave Duvall. Dave, I know you're the incoming chair for the organization here, and that takes place, is that today?
Absolutely. This morning we'll have the changing of the guard, so to speak, and I'll have to fill the big shoes of Gary Farrell, so look forward to it.
And he kind of set the bar for you, I guess. Well, as first of all, tell me what you do. Let's go there.
So I'm Vice President, General Manager of Simplot's retail businesses, and those would be Simplot Growers Solutions. It's a retail organization that obviously serves Western U.S., 91 stores over the Western United States.
I think you had a very happy applicator or operator yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. That was just a whole lot of fun. I think we were more excited than Brent was, seeing him, Brent Klein out of Ashton, serving our Eastern Idaho locations. And not only is a great applicator, but he takes a lot of responsibility in doing his job right, and a great member of the community. And we're just tickled pink for him and his wife.
No, he was overwhelmed, and I'm picturing him getting on it in the fog and driving out of town with his motorcycle. But let's look ahead here now at the year or your term coming up. What are some of the things you view as maybe challenges or issues or things you'd like to work on with the board for ARA on behalf of its members?
Absolutely. So Gary spoke a little bit about a responsible ag and what the great things him, ARA team in conjunction with TFI have done to bring that along the past year. It's just incredible where a year ago we were talking about it, and starting Monday we're going to be able to go online and register our location. Wow. So the accomplishments Gary's made there, and we need to continue to move that forward. One of the big things I look at is communication. How do we take what we're doing and just not keep it within our industry, but also take it outside our industry to create a better image of what we do every day? And that is something that I want to continue to work on, the communication, the image of our industry, and moving forward with that platform.
I think that is a challenge a lot of organizations in the agribusiness, agriculture sector are facing today. And I applaud ARA for becoming a little more open to working on that from a media standpoint. You know, it's my first time here, and I really appreciate this opportunity to help do what we can to get that message out there too. So, look forward to continuing to be working with Brian, your communications director, and Darren, of course. Anything else? Looking at this year's conference and maybe looking ahead to 2015, we're going to be in another great location.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in Palm Springs next year at this time, a great location. And, we've really set the bar for attendance at this location at this time of year, so we hope to do that further. A year from now, I hope we can speak as many accomplishments as we had this past year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Washington, D.C., the battles continue. We continue to fight the battles and really fight those battles so we have the freedom to operate our businesses in a really responsible and sustainable manner going forward.
Wonderful. Well said, and thank you very much, Dave, for visiting with me here. We're nearing the end of this year's Agricultural Retailers Association Convention, and from New Orleans, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.